insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Suratul Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا
And the day when the wrongdoer will bite at his hands, he will say, Oh, would that I had taken a path with the messenger.
يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا
Ah, woe to me, would that I had never taken so-and-so as a friend.
لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا
He indeed led me astray from the reminder after it had come to me, and Satan is ever a deserter to man in the hour of need.
Brothers and sisters, previously we started discussing the 27th to 29th verse of this chapter. In the previous program, by having a look at some of the traditions in our books, we had a quick look at the role of friend in man's destiny. We said that from the viewpoint of Islam, this impressionability that exists in human beings is really logical, and that's why we have so many narrations introducing us the different criteria that we should take into consideration while selecting a friend. In this regard, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, A man's friend is the sign of his intellect, and his speech is the sign of his virtue. Looking at this beautiful word of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we understand that one of the ways you can understand whether someone is wise or not is choosing his friends, and this choosing friend can also impact his virtue, because it is sometimes the friends that we are using as our teachers in the way we speak. The Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "The happiest man is the one who associates with respected and dignified people." Although they must be dignified, we already know that we should not befriend the people, the wealthy ones who are indulging in luxury.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter. The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "The most favored brothers of mine are those who present me with my defects and to warn me of my defects." Sometimes we may think that the ones who are always complimenting us, they are the ones who we should befriend. But this is not what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam introduces as the criterion. In fact, selecting a friend is so important that we have some traditions introducing the best friends. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "The best friends of yours is the one who makes you fond of the hereafter. And the best friend of yours is the one who makes you indifferent to this world and helps you in obeying Almighty Allah." Elsewhere, the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once asked about the best companion. He said, "The best friend is the one whose meeting reminds Allah to you, is the one whose words increases your knowledge, and the best friend is the one whose behavior makes you remember the hereafter." So you see, dear listeners, Islam has got many pieces of advice about friendship, about selecting a friend. Islam encourages having friendship with some people and prohibits friendship of some others. And this needs a special separate discussion. This is so important that there are different subtitles in this regard. The ways of knowing a friend, the boundaries of friendship, continuity of friendship, and sometimes termination of friendship are mentioned in our traditions. In the words of Ahlul Bayt, we see how motivations of friendship must be. We see some rules of association with friends and rights of friends. And for each of these subtitles, there are lots of verses and narrations. Also, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "Good friend is the best relative." There is a tradition that says, "Test your friend with money, anger, wealth, and journey. If he is successful in all these aspects, then he's a good one." So all these subtitles we have in our traditions, but of course they need special separate discussions, maybe in another version of the program. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.